You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
October the 27th, 2021. These Democrats, boy, are they having a good time. It is not all love and embraces inside the Democrat Party as they try to come up with a budget bill, sweeping reconciliation spending bill, a bipartisan infrastructure plan. As one of them is being quoted as saying, it's the effing process. But the bottom line is, despite all nonstop talks, as you heard mentioned even on the network news, there's still no agreement. Senators Manchin of West Virginia, Sinema of Arizona, back at the White House again last night. These are two Democrats. As was House Majority Whip, Jim Clyburn, Democrat, South Carolina, and the full Congressional Black Caucus, where they say they had a dialogue with Biden. Democrats are trying to project, the leaders anyway, trying to project sunny optimism. Yes, they continue to say that every time, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Democrat of Maryland, saying, oh, a deal could come in a matter of hours. Nancy Pelosi is being quoted as just saying, tell everyone we're moving forward. If we don't act like we're winning, and the American people will think we're losing. You want the secret? They are losing at this point. And here's the problem for them in many ways is because the 2022 elections are right in our face. And a lot of these Democrats do not want to be stuck with trying to deal with all of this stuff while they're still trying to run. I mean, many Democrats admitting Joe Biden's not the guy we thought he was. I'm talking about on both sides of the Democrat fence. The progressives say he's not progressive enough. The more conservative Democrats say he's too progressive. And even in places where you think you would be safe appearing and speaking, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot found out not so welcome here. She's at a union fundraiser for the Plumbers Union Local. That is the first union that endorsed her in her 2019 runoff election. This time, as she showed up, she got booed. Booed. One person said it's almost deafening. They're not with her anymore. They were calling her names. And, of course, it's not just that. It's all these mandates blue cities and blue governors are pushing. Hearings continue involving what Merrick Garland actually plans on doing to parents that are simply going to school board meetings, asking questions, and, yeah, maybe sometimes getting agitated because they're not getting a true answer. And on top of that, they're not being given information that means anything, and too much is being hidden from them regarding just the curriculum of their children, much less protecting rapists. Yes, that has happened in Loudoun School District. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, was questioning Attorney General Garland because now he's in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, chastising him for the memo to all Justice Department employees about intervening in any violence, threats, intimidation targeting school board officials. But Garland said, my memo didn't mention those words. But that was the basis of what you were doing and the Justice Department statement that went with it, which if you didn't see, you're an idiot because you shouldn't let anything go out without you seeing it if it's got your name on it, was suggesting we're going to step all this up. We're going to look at them closer. Well, a member of the Loudoun School County Board a member of the Loudoun County School Board of Virginia, is now joining some of these concerned parents because of the complaints about a daughter that went into a bathroom, followed in by a fluid gender male wearing a skirt, and the girl says he sexually assaulted her. And the school covered it up, didn't even call police. Listen, we're going to do more on this story coming up in the next segment because Merrick Garland and what he's doing and what he could be doing, we need it exposed. Gut the thing. Open it up. Oh, let me leave you on a positive note. Joe Biden argues we're on the right track under his leadership.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Merrick Garland is the vessel here. The prophet is President Biden in the White House. Merrick Garland's not going to back off until the White House tells him to back off, and all of this was instigated by the White House. This is all coming out of the White House. The National School Board Association wrote this letter because they're tired of parents asking them about the teaching of critical race theory. The National School Board Association colluded with President Biden in the White House to craft the letter. As soon as they got the letter, they sent it to Merrick Garland and told Merrick Garland to sic the FBI on our parents and call them, if not explicitly, implicitly, dangerous domestic terrorists. And to try to chill, and it did have a chilling effect, on parental involvement and parental activism with respect to what their kids are learning.
Those are the words of Senator John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana. Kennedy is with other senators today grilling A.G. Merrick Garland on that letter that he sent out after getting a letter from the National School Boards Association saying, you need to look at these parents. These are parents are close to being terrorists. Now, yesterday, Garland was in front of a House committee. Now the Senate's getting their bite at him, or at least a slap at him anyway. But when you hear John Kennedy express it that way, he's dead on. Garland is doing only what he's told to do by the Biden White House. That brings up a lot of big questions anyway. Keep in mind, these are parents that are going to school board meetings. And yes, there's some shouting voices are raised. They school board members, some of them so timid that I'm frightened because they yelled at me. Well, these parents are frightened about what you're doing to their kids, and you won't tell them. You want to try to hide all of it. You don't want to make it all direct and open. You are teaching critical race theory and various things like that along the way. You're also, of course, joining in the Biden push to make all these kids be masked day long at school. And now, with the vaccine approved down to age 5, watch for that. That's going to be the next step. Oh, by the way, this story just coming across. The U.S. has issued its first passport. Now, this is not reference COVID, so I don't want to confuse you. But they have issued the first passport with an X-gender designation for someone who doesn't want to identify as male or female. I'm going to get me one of those. Why not? They can't tell me I can't. The department not identifying the passport recipient, but apparently the woman, man, I don't know, was contacted and verified, yeah, it's my passport. I prefer a gender-neutral pronoun. And it's been an argument with the government since 2015 over such a passport. You see where this is going? And you think they won't begin to have passports that demand that you be vaccinated? So if they're doing that to adults and handling that, sure, they get your kids in a little closed environment for a period of time. They would definitely step forward and start doing some, not education, but indoctrination. In fact, I got an email yesterday from a listener I want to share with you. This one came from, let me find it. I replied to her, and I got to find out where I have a lot of emails coming in, and I certainly appreciate trying to get to all of them. Jean had pointed out that she had worked at one time with Oasis Group. Now, the Oasis Group you generally think of is, you know, helping, or I did anyway, it's just the group that helps get meals to the shut-ins, the elderly people that can't get there in one way or the other. But she was pointing out that apparently there's also a mentoring program. I got to checking. She's right. And in some cases, they are helping mentor young children. Well, she said it didn't take long to realize what we were supposed to be doing. All right, here's her letter. Let me read it to you direct. She said, I mentored through Oasis years ago. We were instructed to talk with children about global warming. But, you know, I didn't do that much. I thought they could probably get that from TV anyway. They only have 40 or 45 minutes with the kids, so I didn't do it. But it reassures to me now how politically motivated that organization was then and probably still is. Yeah, all this stuff is being pushed onto your children. And there's no balance. I mean, when an assignment goes home, write a paper on what your parents watch on TV or who they listen to on the radio. Anyone out there listening, Larry Connors, USA, you let us know. You watch Fox, you watch One American News Network, well, then we need to work on you a little harder. But now with these parents going to these school board meetings and the National School Board Association penning a letter that then got a response from the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, to start looking at some of these parents as possible threats and maybe even as terrorists. Well, one of those questioning today, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas.
Let's turn to your outrageous directive sicking the feds on parents at school boards across America. When you crafted that October 4th memo, did you consult with senior leadership at the FBI?
My understanding was that the memo or the idea of the memo had been discussed with the FBI before.
Did anyone at the FBI express any doubt or disagreement or hesitation with your decision to issue that memo?
No one expressed that to me.
No one?
To me. No one expressed that to me. No.
Because a lot of them have contacted us, and they said they did, Judge.
I'm sorry?
A lot of FBI officials have contacted my office and said that they oppose this decision.
Well, I doubt any of them spoke to me about it.
Yeah, well, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Garland continues to mealy-mouth, my memo didn't mention those words. But when it comes from the head of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, and is sent out to these various agencies under him, and it's accompanied by a press release, yeah, they're definitely targeting parents who are going to go to these school board meetings because the National School Board Association believes parents shouldn't even be involved in their child's education. Again, back to Senator Cotton.
Why you would sic the National Security Division of the Department of Justice on parents. John Cornyn asked you the same thing. You said it wasn't in your October 4th memorandum. It was in another office's memorandum. It wasn't another office's memorandum, Judge. It was in a press release from your office right here in front of me, October 4th, 2021, for immediate release. You're going to create a task force that includes the National Security Division. What on earth does the National Security Division have to do with parents who are expressing disagreements at school boards?
Nothing in this memorandum or any memorandum is about parents expressing disagreements with their school boards. The memorandum makes clear that parents are entitled and protected by the First Amendment to have vigorous debates. We don't, the Justice Department is not interested in that question at all.
It is okay, so even in that case, what is the National Security Division, Judge? These are the people that are supposed to be chasing jihadists and Chinese spies. What does the National Security Division have to do with parents at school boards?
This is not, again, about parents at school boards. This is about threats of violence.
God almighty, the man is just stuck in one gear. I give all the credit to Senator Cotton and others that have been pressing and pressing and pressing. There's one question, though, I wish they'd just flat out ask. Okay, so your memo had nothing to say, and he's right. His memo did not mention those words, but it was attached to a Department of Justice press release that did. So I would ask Judge Garland, will you right here say that the Department of Justice memo was out of line and make it clear? Not, we know your memo didn't have those words in, but are you going to stand here and tell us nothing is going to be done unless it's active violence against folks? By the way, in the next segment, he was asked about, I want to compare what you see with these parents at these school board meetings compared to riots in our streets recently, and more recently, an attack on a federal building October 14th in our government. Yeah, you don't miss that. That's coming up. But back to Senator Kennedy as we began this segment. This critical race theory is part of what's being shoved down children's throats.
Most parents want what's best for their children. They don't want their children to grow up to hate. They don't want their children to grow up to be racist. And that's what critical race theory teaches. Should our kids learn about slavery and Jim Crow in school? Yes. Should our kids be taught about the Tulsa massacre? You bet. But should our kids be taught that white babies are born bad and black babies are born hopeless and can't make it without the help of the government? That's drivel.
Not only drivel, it minimizes, limits young black Americans. You're trying to say they're black, they're all never going to get past that? Of course they can, unless you're purposely stopping them. But if you set that in their mind, no, they won't. Condoleezza Rice the other day on The View said, I grew up in Alabama or Mississippi, I can't recall which one. She said, I knew what it was at that point, But my parents made it clear to me, the only thing stopping you from achieving something is not what someone thinks of your color. That's their problem. It's you. And in fact, Senator Kennedy says, in all this effort of what they, quote, say they're really trying to achieve, it's backfiring.
And you know what's ironic? We have tens of thousands of kids today who are more likely to grow up and commit a crime than to own a home or get married. And why? A big part of the problem is lack of parental involvement. So what's our president and our attorney general doing? They're trying to diminish the involvement of parents in their kids' schools. You can't make this stuff up. It's shame on them. They ought to put a bag on their head.
That's a good start. And again, parents at the Loudoun County Public Schools, if they want to see the curriculum, they now have to sign an NDA. You will not disclose what you see in that curriculum. You can't copy it, can't broadcast it, anything. This is America, U.S. of A. Coming up, how the January 6th event is being compared to the Loudoun County parents and another event in the eyes of Merrick Garland.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Attorney General Garland, in your Senate confirmation hearing, you referred to the January 6th protests as the, and I quote, most dangerous threat to democracy in your law enforcement and judicial career. In that same hearing, you even compared January 6th to the Oklahoma City bombing case you worked on where 168 people were killed. In June 15th, a speech announcing a new enhanced domestic terrorism policy, you cited January 6th as a motivation for that new policy. You went on to describe January 6th, and I quote, as an assault on a mainstay of our democratic system. You have said that prosecuting extremist attacks on our democratic institution remains central to the mission of the Department of Justice. So suffice it to say, it's clear that you feel very strongly about using the full force of your position to prosecute those involved in the January 6th protests. What is not clear, however, is if you will use the same force against violent left-wing domestic terrorists.
Yeah, good question. That being raised by Congressman Stubbe, Republican of Florida, when Garland was appearing before the House. Is that not, I start to say galling. I should use a more condemning term. I mean, shameful? That won't cover it either. But basic covering, Garland comparing what happened January 6th at the Capitol. It was bad, it was wrong, it was unpatriotic, period. But he wants to compare it to the Oklahoma City bombing, which saw more than 100 killed, and he thinks there's some comparison? And then another incident brought up by the congressman for Garland.
Just last week on October 14th, a group of extremist environmental and indigenous protesters forced their way into the Department of Interior. They fought with and injured security and police officers, sending some of those officers to the hospital. The extremists violently pushed their way into a restricted government building in an attempt to thwart the work of the Department of Interior. Police arrested at least 55 protesters on site, but others got away. Mr. Garland, do you believe that these environmental extremists who forced their way into the Department of Interior are also domestic terrorists?
I'm not going to be able to reference that specific incident since this is the first I know about it, but I will say that the department does not care.
So this is the first that you know about an incident where indie protesters forced themselves into a federal government building right here in D.C. Like, you didn't hear about this at all.
This particular example, it doesn't mean the Justice Department doesn't know about it, but I personally haven't heard about it before, what you're saying right now.
Blows my mind that you're not aware of violent extremists forcing their way into a department right here in Washington, D.C., into a federal building.
I fully agree with the congressman. You are the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, and you didn't know that took place? Well, the Department of Justice might have known, but I wasn't personally told. Then you ought to be reaming someone up and down the hallway in the DOJ saying, stuff like this happens, it comes to my desk, I'm at least briefed on it. And maybe they did. Maybe he forgot. Or maybe he just doesn't give a damn when it comes to left-wing terrorists, but make the parents going to school board meetings terrorist. There's a story. By the way, Senator Cotton, when questioning him today, still got the same kind of mealy mouth answers out of him. And remember, at one time, Obama was going to appoint Merrick Garland to be on the Supreme Court. And Senator Cotton said what we all believe, and he said, "Thank God you're not on the U.S. Supreme Court." And then said you should resign from what you've got, and I agree with that. But we've got some parents that have been complaining that, you know, we can't even go to these things. That we went to one, and the police are there, and a helicopter circling over a school board meeting? Coming up, the woke cancel culture going after a saint, canonized as a saint by Pope Francis. Now he's considered horrible. This is just more of the stupidity that exists out there. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned, Ackerman Toyota for life.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
They call him a monster. They say he created genocide. And because we don't have that side represented today, I just would like you to respond. When you hear someone say that Junipero Serra was a monster, what's your response to that?
Well, the irony is that when people contextualize Serra in that way, or they describe him in that way, they won't deal with the fact that the first American governor of California, Peter Burnett, authorized the eradication and extermination of Native peoples using American taxpayer dollars, and they spent over $1.6 million for the scalps of Native peoples.
Wow. The scalps of Native Americans, as ordered by the first governor of the state of California. Junipero Serra, a missionary, he founded California Missions, also officially recognized as a miracle with to his name, a nun in St. Louis, healed of lupus after praying to him. And that led to Sarah's beatification in 1987. And for those of you who are not Catholic, basically he was canonized. Again, the beatification was one thing, but then the next step is to be canonized as a saint, and he was September 23rd, 2015, in a special mass in Washington, D.C., by Pope Francis I. What we have now is a woke cancel culture saying, yeah, this 18th century Catholic priest and spreading the missions and everything was killing and wiping out the indigenous people, the Native American Indians. And Apparel Sarah was beatified, as I said, by Pope John Paul II on September the 25th in Vatican City, and then later canonized. His reputation and his missionary work during the Spanish occupation has been condemned by many, and a lot of it has to do because Native Americans were either converted or they faced punishment. He did find the various missions across California, and we have had, let's be honest about it, we've had a lot of bad things done in the name of a religion, including Christian crusades. But what we have now again is another case of something that happened hundreds of years ago, in this case the 18th century, is now being vilified by saying the time is past and it's a different time and all that. I know it does not ease or settle what happened. I understand that. And I'm all for reporting that part of a story as well. But L.A. Mayor Garcetti announcing the name of St. Junipero Serra will be removed from a park in downtown L.A. That's where the protesters tore down a statue of the saint during the BLM movement riots last summer. Garcetti said in the announcement, "This is not about tearing down or erecting statues. This is about telling the complicated truth of history." Well, then, why don't you do that as well? Can you not do both? Yes, you can. The founders of our country, yes, many of them were slave owners. And Columbus had his issues, yes. Every man, because we're born men, are sinful. We have our sins. Some more than others in another man's eye, but we're all sinners in the eyes of God anyway. Does no good to say, well, I'm bad, but I'm not as bad as that one over there. Well, maybe by the law of the land, but by God's eye, you are. But they also are ignoring, if they're going to write this history, they're forgetting that in 1773, when he was 60 years old, Junipero Serra, Friar Serra, walked 2,000 miles from Carmel to Mexico City to demand the adoption of a Bill of Rights for indigenous people that he had written. 1773, 3 years before the Declaration of Independence was written and signed. He did hold radical views for his time in establishing a system of self-rule for the native people at the missions. He created the role of the alcalde, the someone chosen from the native population, responsible for negotiating with others. Archbishop Jose Gomez of L.A. said, among the injustices Junipero Serra struggled against, we find heartbreaking passages in his letters where he decries the daily sexual abuse by of indigenous women by colonial soldiers, and to protect those native women from being violated, he set up missions 4 to 5 miles away from military presidios, away from the military camps, forts. At the time of his death in 1784, he had baptized more than 6,000, confirmed more than 5,000 Catholics. The man you were hearing a moment ago, Ruben Mendoza, professor of anthropology at Monterey Bay, California, had at one time, the way he was raised by his father, was also angry at Junipero Serra and was not happy with him, even though it's a Catholic faith. But Mendoza now, as a grown man, a professor of anthropology, Monterey Bay, California, has looked at all the evidence, all the information. And he has this for you to hear.
There were 150,000 American Indians in California. That was decimated to less than 30,000. And they won't talk about that. And I think in part because some of these are state employees. I, too, am a state employee. But I think I hold our state accountable. And I would like to push for a day of remembrance for Native Californians for what our government ultimately did to them.
Interesting.
People conflate Serra with this atrocity. And there was this genocide.
Really?
But it wasn't Serra.
It wasn't Serra. Did it happen while he was out there? Yes. Was he rough on some of the indigenous people? Various accounts say yes. Did he also work to make sure they had certain rights and freedoms? I just told you he did. 2,000 miles, more than many who were coming to our southern border had traveled to come to this country. He traveled from Carmel, now California, to take his Bill of Rights for indigenous people to Mexico City, that still controlled that area, to demand those people have their rights. 3 years before the forefathers of this country had written and signed the Declaration of Independence. I've always said you cannot put your trust wholly, constantly, consistently in man. Man will let you down. Could be your father, could be your brother, and by man, I'm talking about women as well. Someone that you really trust, you think they would always be doing the right thing and they'd do it this way, and then suddenly, you're ashamed, embarrassed, maybe angered over something they did. Now, you may not know the full context, the background of why they did it. And once you did, you might have a better understanding or even be able to justify it. But at that moment, you put all your faith and your thought that this person would always do this way. We're not that perfect, none of us. And again, I'm not trying to proselytize here, but there's been only one man who's walked this earth who was free of sin. Whether or not you accept that and that religion and Jesus Christ, that's between you and your God, be it Jesus, whatever. But man will let you down. We'll take a break when we come back. I mentioned something a moment ago about the Fairfax County, Virginia Loudoun School Board meeting, one of them. And some of you might have said, Larry, you got to be making that up. A helicopter circling over the parents at a meeting? I'll explain when we continue.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Sure not.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I had mentioned in a prior segment that a mother in Virginia claimed that there were federal agents, including unmarked vehicles and a helicopter, present at a recent local school board meeting. I didn't have a lot of time to give it at that point, but I want to amplify it because, I mean, some of you probably thought, what? Oh, come on, really? And Merrick Garland continues to say in his testimony, FBI agents will not be at school board meetings. Wink, wink. Or we don't need to be in the meeting because we've got recordings and we got, I don't know. But we also know where all of them live. And in fact, this one woman shared a photo on Twitter of a Department of Homeland Security vehicle, apparently identified as such, and what several, quote, ghost cars, which could have either been unmarked local or fed vehicles, and a helicopter flying overhead, shining its spotlight down the event. Now, I don't know if the helicopter was federal or a news chopper. But this is where parents are right now because they feel threatened because of the letter the National School Board Association wrote complaining and comparing them to terrorists, went to the White House and then to Merrick Garland, and then he put out a memo, but he said, I didn't say we're going to be investigating them as terrorists. No, but your memo was attached to a Department of Justice statement, which did say various agencies, including the FBI, would be investigating and watching over her. And he said, well, we're just trying to make sure everybody's safe. Yeah, but this one woman, she said she and 45 other parents were protesting outside the Department of Justice, not a school board meeting. I did need to correct that part. I remember that was what I need to correct. Outside the Department of Justice, October 17, 4 days prior to a school board meeting. And then all of that happened. She said, I've had threats against my children by name. I've been followed in my car with my children. They, talking about federal agents, know my vehicle. They know where I live. I don't know who's putting somebody up to this, but it's meant to intimidate me. But again, Attorney General Merrick Garland said the FBI would not be present at school board meetings. He said it yesterday. He said it the 21st of this month. He said it again. Well, a member of the Loudoun County School Board in Virginia, joining some of the concerned parents and students, calling for the resignation of the superintendent in the wake of that email that did come out last week. He said, my heart breaks every time I hear about the assaults in our schools. He said, but no matter the incident, I trust the superintendent and staff to perform their jobs and protect our students, accusing the school board president of withholding information in order to protect the controversial pro-transgender policy 8040, which allows transfluid males to go into any bathroom they want, such as a girl's bathroom. And I also talked to you earlier about how Merrick Garland was challenged. When you said the Oklahoma City bombing, which left 160 dead, you equate to the January 6th event at the Capitol? Are you serious? Molly Hemingway of the Federalist wrote a piece pointing out that the House committee, wanting some information and pictures and so forth, it got blocked. Pelosi blocked the minority party for the first time in House history to pursue its narrative of what it wanted to look into. They wanted to get information. But Pelosi, along with Biden and the FBI, blocked it, according to one document, telling Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks, we will not give you the same information we gave House Speaker Pelosi. Period. Pelosi's committee, she hand-selected, so we're not going to give it to you guys. There'll be a challenge there. Thanks to Molly Hemingway, the Federalist, bringing us up to speed on that. I got a couple things I want to share closing out here. From the National Center for Public Policy, this is a self-described conservative think tank, and talking about all the things that have been wrong and had to be corrected. Disastrous CNN town hall event. White House had to circle back Biden's announcements at where we are, his claims he had been to U.S.-Mexico, basically a drive-by before he was even VP, and other things about gas prices. Everything he said, they basically had to correct, but the article goes on to say, and then you had VP Harris in a video appealing in a message to 300 black churches, which many say that was a violation. And the writer for the National Center for Public Policy said, I feel sorry for those who had to listen to it, like she's reading a hostage note. Said a genuine endorsement, and then added, and maybe that's what she was doing. Also have a letter from listener Diane saying she'd been out of town and spending time with friends and playing the podcast every day to catch up on what we're doing. I appreciate that. Diane said that she also shared it with some people that they kind of came around and said, what are you listening to? She said each day more and more people gathered in our area, played cards, and just tuned in to Larry Connors USA. They said, man, look at how they're impressed, she said, how well you're prepared. Well, I try. I appreciate that. I do appreciate the compliment. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.